We're seeing a lot of ads for and against medical marijuana, but you say those ads don't give the whole story. What aren't they telling voters?
The Florida legislature really controls the fate of what happens with this amendment. A lot of people say that we're going to have pot shops on every corner, and anybody who's got a hangnail is going to get access to medical marijuana. Well, that can only happen if the legislature decides that that's what they want to happen, because they have the ability to write the rules and to put in place a protocol that says, here's who's going to be allowed to get marijuana. Here's who's going to be allowed to prescribe it. And here's who's going to be allowed to grow it. The flip side is, I think that the proponents of this amendment have been riding on the notion that they should appeal to young people, because they think that young people will see this as an opportunity to have more access to recreational marijuana. That's never going to happen. It's not going to be any easier to get medical marijuana than it is right now. It actually could protect people now from marijuana where they don't know where it's been grown and how potent it is.
We should mention that this is different from the law passed by the legislature last spring that legalizes a non-euphoric strain of marijuana known as Charlotte's Web. That can be used to treat certain conditions like seizures in children. But this amendment broadens the use of marijuana as a medical treatment. It needs at least 60% voter approval to make it into the Constitution. As far as polling goes, what are its chances at this point?
You know, I think it reached its high about 9 months ago. There are a lot of high-profile individuals who've come out in opposition to this. There have also been a couple of newspaper editorial boards who have opposed the medical marijuana amendment because it's too broad. And I think that all of those people are forgetting the power of the legislature. If we're going to make this happen in Florida, they are the ones that are going to control it. Now, the amendment basically says that the legislature has to deal with it.
This is a Republican-controlled legislature that is generally not in favor of expanding marijuana use. And you note in your article that Florida lawmakers have a history of delaying the implementation of amendments like this that were brought by citizen groups. Would you give us some examples of that?
We had the class size amendment that took several years for its full implementation to occur because it cost a lot of money. We had the slots initiative that allowed gambling in Miami-Dade and Broward to be expanded. That took 2 years before they actually even wrote a rule to make that happen. We've had residential tax credits for solar and other alternative energy that took the legislature several years to actually put money behind. So they don't really like it when citizens tell them what to do. And the authors of this amendment knew that. And so they made sure that if the legislature does nothing, this will become law. It just won't have very many protections in place.
Suppose Amendment 2 fails. Is there a chance the legislature could put in place rules during the next session, just in case, rules that could be implemented if a future vote passes?
It's clear that we've reached a turning point in Florida, that medical marijuana is going to be on the agenda every legislative session going forward. And so if this doesn't pass, we will see more broadening of it. It won't happen nearly as quickly as the amendment would require, but it will happen in time.